And welcome everybody to another SU Oddities. On this one, this is kind of, I guess, be a continuation a little bit of the last one. I'll be very honest with you. Again, you know, that time of year, it's movie season. It's getting darker quicker. It's nice to curl up on the couch with either a new movie or an old one. But again, a movie history and facts. Hey, we covered last episode, alternate endings of movies. This one kind of goes in the same vein. But this is actually locations of where they shot some things. And some of them are still around today. Some of these sets literally have stayed and they've never went anywhere. And it really is, it's kind of amazing that, some were built in the middle of deserts and buried, and people are still finding like movie props for old, movies that were made, back in the 20s and 30s. Just astounding, to be honest with you. So we're going to cover, some popular movies here where they were filmed. And, I don't know, you always wonder about where they filmed the location. Some of these are interesting. So here we go. All right, the first one we're going to cover, we're going to jump on Raiders of the Lost Ark. So after Indiana links up with Marion in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, they head to Cairo, Egypt, where Indy's friend Sala lives with his family. They use the city as a refuge to plan their next moves to thwart the Nazis' attempt, yada, yada, yada. We've covered it all. But instead of shooting in Cairo, which was a bit more modern than the filmmakers wanted for scenes shot in the 1930s, they filmed in Cairo in Tunisia. The city is called the Fourth Holiest City of Islam and is the country's spiritual capital. The street-level shots in the film were shot in the narrow alleyways of Medina, which is Old Town, which retain the same look to this day. The city is a World Heritage Site and one of Tunisia's most popular tourist destinations. Amazing. Yeah, again, kind of cool. Next, we move to another popular movie. I will be honest with you, I've never seen this, so don't yell at me, anybody. You don't send in hate mail. The Goonies. Fantastic adventure movie that sees a group of kids go on a treasure hunt. They're bad guys, deadly traps, da-da-da-da. We don't really have to go into detail, but what's not featured for very long in the film's first act, the so-called Goonies House, is a real home in Astoria, Oregon. Movies rarely shoot in the locations they're set, but the Goonies is an exception. The neighborhood the kids live in is called the Good Docks, hence the name. Oh, Good Docks, I get it. You can actually visit the Goonies home if you're ever in Astoria, and it's possible to take tours of the property. If you're on a budget and want to see what it looks like from space, of course, you know, you can see it, look it up on the map. But it's actually kind of funny. I heard you can tour it, and that's amazing. So, and we're going to move back to another Indiana Jones film. Despite being the second film in the franchise, The Temple of Doom is a prequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark. The film is primarily set in India, where Indy, Short Round, and, Jesus, racist, and really find themselves after the plane is sabotaged. Everybody knows the story. They make their way through Mayapur, da-da-da-da-da, and then the sacred Sankara stones and all this stuff. Anyway, initially, the scenes were set to be shot in India, where there's a small town named Mayapur, but the Indian government demanded changes to the script. They objected to the film's portrayal of the culture, particularly in the gross and historical banquet scene, which many of you probably know. Spielberg was unwilling to change the story, so the Mayapur village was built upon the grounds of the government-owned Hantana Tea Plantation near Kandy, Sri Lanka. Or Kandy, Sterling, sorry. These days, the site is the location of the world's first tea museum, which you can actually visit. Spielberg really didn't back down on that, huh? That absolutely is crazy that he wouldn't do that. Next, we have the other Indiana Jones movie, and then I think we're done with India and we can move on. But The Last Crusade, and Jones and Dr. Snyder arrive at Castle Brunwald in Austria, where his father is being held. The castle is located north of Salzburg on the Austro-German border. He walks in, delivers the worst Scottish accent in the film history, da-da-da, and all this stuff. Anyway, the background to it. The castle shown in the film is Schloss Castle in Bereshim, located northwest of Mayen, Germany. The 12th century castle is in the care of castles, palaces, and antiquities, Rhineland Palatinate. Like many castles in Germany, you can visit the castle and tour the grounds, view the artwork inside, and enjoy the gorgeous landscaping. It's a bit out of your way to head to Germany to see the castle, but, you know, it's still kind of a, and castles always fascinate me anyway back in the day. It's just, it's absolutely crazy. So, here's another one, The Adventures of Robin Hood. This is an old one. Not the new ones, the slapsticks, but there have been a plethora of films about England's legendary Robin Hood, but few stand above the rest like The Adventures of Robin Hood. The film was made during Hollywood's swashbuckling adventure days and stars Errol Flynn in arguably his most memorable role. Like any movie about the character, it follows his adventure during King Richard the Lionheart's absence during the Crusades, leaving Prince John to rule in his stead. But one of the better known set pieces in the film is Friar Tuck's River, where the renowned swordsman engages in a duel with Robin Hood in the water. It's one of the best scenes in the film, and if you are so inclined, you can go to the very spot where they actually did the duel. The scene was filmed at Big Chico Creek in California, north of Sacramento. An area, evidently it's an area of Lhasa National Park. It is open to the public, and yeah, there's one that actually was filmed here stateside. Kind of pretty amazing. So, and the last one, Ridley Scott's 1492 Conquest of Paradise depicts Christopher Columbus's voyage to the New World and was released to coincide with the 500th anniversary of the actual event, which I did not know. The film goes to great lengths to detail various aspects of the voyage. And actually, I know Ridley Scott is a stickler for having things that are accurate. So actually, it's a really good movie. but anyway, it bombed at the box office. So despite it bombing, it filmed a pivotal scene in a beautiful spot. When the sailors make landfall, they do so at Jackal Beach, Costa Rica. The filmmakers built various sets in the area, including the city of Isabel. The site has been developed into the Columbus Heights Estate, which you can visit. More importantly, you can visit the beach, which is beautiful, and after all, it's a beach in Costa Rica, so, you know, there's that. So there you go. There's some movies and some sets where they're built. I wish I could remember the one. I want to say the one back in the 20s and 30s, it was original, like a Caesars movie, and they had, I think Warner Brothers backed it, and they built, they had the chariots and the town, the statues, and like it was all a thing, and it was too expensive to actually dismantle everything. They just buried it in the desert, and most of it's still there to this day, evidently, somewhere out near Death Valley. But anyway, kind of cool. Movies are fun. Hopefully you guys enjoy that. Stay strange.